coming back in to Rosie on the House. We've got special guest in studio, Mr. Dave Camber from North Valley Locksmith. We've been talking with you for a half hour now.
Okay.
Well, what if folks wanted a security check at their home? How would they get a hold of North Valley Locksmith?
Best way to reach me is go to our website, www.northvalleylocksmith.com.
I have a guest on the phone, too.
Miss Jennifer.
Hey. So, the National Hardware Show, I've kind of turned into a geek for the hardware show.
Yes, you have.
And this year, I was looking
It's kind of easy to geek out
it
there.
It is.
Huh?
It's so much fun. The hardest part is when you find something you like, and then you find out it's not being produced yet. But
they're just there building demand.
Yeah, trying to see what your reaction is.
Jumpstart the new manufacturing process.
But I did find something for security that you can use that you're going to like a lot. And it's a product by Lockley. And it drew my attention because they won Best of Show at the Hardware Show, plus a couple other awards. And we have online Lee Gehring.
Best of Show at the National Hardware Show.
That's saying a lot.
That's like of several thousand vendors that are there. This takes up all the Las Vegas Civic Center. I mean, it's huge.
Yeah, you walk your little legs off. I think I walked 15 miles this year. So anyway, good morning, Lee. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Sure. This is Lee Gehring, the VP of Sales for Lockley. We had a chat yesterday. I just wanted to explain the technology behind this lock. We're talking security. We're talking security locks, smart locks. And they have developed some technology that makes theirs extra, extra secure. You want to talk us through that, Lee?
Yeah, sounds good. So Lockley overall, we make smart door locks. So we have different types, both deadbolt locks and then like latch doorknob locks as well. But all of our locks are smart. They all have unique features, like a very cool keypad that we have as well. It's a very cool category. First of all, like, you know, smart locks are great in general, just because just like other smart devices in our home, you can connect, you know, with your phone or through the over the internet as well. So it's very very cool to kind of integrate the lock into the rest of your smart home as well. But overall for Lockley, a couple of cool things that we have is we've got one of the big things we have is fingerprint. So our locks have a fingerprint reader, just like you've seen on like phones as well. But it makes it super fast, super secure, and very easy to gain like instant access to your door. So that's a slick. Slick option. So the second big option we have too, it's we're all about privacy. We have a keypad that we have that it actually shuffles when you key in your code, so that if someone's like onlooking or watching, they can't steal your code.
Now let's kind of paint a picture, Lee, of what that looks like. This is the one. You look at the keypad, and there are four circles on it, and in each circle there are several numbers, and so you pick your code. And you dial it, and the minute you open it, those numbers move. So the next time, you have the same code, but they're in a different place. So you know how you're always careful when you're checking out, because people can memorize, they know what motion means what number.
If you look at the punch code on the side of my truck, you would know which four numbers it is.
That, yeah, Lee mentioned that as well. I had never thought of that, but you can tell by people's fingerprints and the wear where those are. So this moves constantly. So it's really, really secure. I thought that was really slick.
Yeah. I like that.
And
it's pretty cool. Yeah. Oh, sorry. And one thing too is a lot of times, people's codes are that's a code of their life. You know, it could be their same code as their ATM or something. You know, so it's people sort of tend to not think about it, but it's a code to your life. You know, so it's great to keep it protected.
Yeah, and we have a big market out here for B&Bs, Airbnbs, and they're great for if you have a home that your people are constantly you need to change your lock. You can do it through your smartphone.
Yeah, exactly. That's another one of our big features too is we have Wi-Fi built into our locks as well. So it makes it great for rentals and Airbnbs because you can add users, change codes, you can let people in remotely, from really anywhere around the world because you're connected with Wi-Fi. So it makes it great for like a rental property like an Airbnb.
Well, Lee has a special deal for our listeners today. You can, if you go to Lockley.com and you take a look at those cool locks and you like one and want to purchase one at the checkout, you can put in Rosie. Are we just putting in Rosie, Lee?
It's actually Rosie 20.
Okay.
The special discount that we did. So
great.
Yep.
Well, great. So if you're interested, take a look. They're really, really a cool product. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for that, Jennifer. And I'm on their website now. It does look like some pretty incredible stuff. We're here in studio with David from North Valley Locksmith. And David, we've got Carol on the phone, and okay. She has a home security question.
Okay.
She'd like to visit with you about. Good morning, Miss Carol. Her question Her question had to do about windows. Let's talk windows a little bit. We've been talking about doors and garage doors, but windows.
Windows, it really have to come out and take a look at your window because there's so many varieties of windows. Going back to the alarm systems, you know, they make glass breakage on alarm systems. And that's probably your best defense on a window break-in. You know, there's all kinds of clamps you could put on a window. And if it's a sliding glass door, you put the giant wood dowel at the bottom and that'll do it. And there's other devices like bolts you could put up into the header. So there's a bunch of options.
That's fairly easy because I tell people a lot of times with that broom handle or that dowel in the track, that's really a false sense of security.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if I want to get in your house.
Right.
And I can take the sliding unit and lift it.
Right, and that's the thing is they lift
them a lot. If I just lift it the least little bit, that dowel's not going to stop one thing.
No, and that's why a lot of times you get those bolts, and they're fairly affordable and pretty easy to install the bolts.
And when you're installing those, just make sure your drill is far away from the glass.
Right, yeah, I don't want to do that. You'll be calling a glass guy.
Get to the very edge of the frame.
Right.
And But I went to that because you mentioned the screws in the header. Mm-hmm. As you open the door, put two screws into the overhead jam just far enough to clear the sliding unit.
Right.
But as soon as somebody tries to lift it, those screws are there to stop.
Right, exactly. I mean,
you can do that yourself in 5 minutes for the price of two screws.
And right, exactly.
If you're in a new home, it may already have this. A lot of the manufacturers, I know Pella has been making this I think 7 or 8 years they engineered it to not come out. So if you've got a newer home, before you start drilling into your frame, you may already have the tools
and
engineered into it.
In regards to drilling, like I had a gentleman about 2 weeks ago, he had purchased a new Yale lock that works with the Nest, and he's got a heavy-duty steel door. And so he went to go do it himself, which is fine, and he took his old deadbolt off the door and discovered he had like a 1.5-inch opening. Wasn't going to fit into an 8-inch bore that he needed. And he wasn't about to drill it. He was like, no way. So he got a hold of a realtor I know, and they called me, and I called him, and I went out there, and I drilled it, and it came out perfect. So that's in the situations where you're going to need a locksmith for something like that, without a doubt. Because, you know, once you start drilling holes, there's no turning back.
You know? And that's a tricky drill.
Yeah.
When you've already got your 1.5 inches.
Yeah, you've got to measure. Yeah. I told him I measured this about 7 times before I actually put the drill to it.
That's true, because it wants to crawl on you.
It wants to crawl on you. And you don't want to scratch this guy's $20,000 door. He's not going to
You don't.
It's not going to be a good day.
Interesting. All right. Well, we've got Carol back on the phone. Let's see. Let's verify we did, in fact, answer her question about window security. Carol?
Yes, hi.
Okay. There you go.
You did answer some of my question, and then I was wondering, and I have a couple of individual pieces of this, and I'll just say it, and y'all can go talk, and I'll listen. Glass block windows is a question of security of them. I assume they can be broken, and I also have that gorgeous Pella triple pane French door. I do have a heavy-duty security screen door over that and over my front door. I was wondering what you thought of the security of that whole combination there. And should I put one of those heavy-duty screen doors on the exterior door from the garage to the backyard?
Well, Dave had mentioned layering earlier. You sound like you've got a lot of layers in.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't sound too bad. It sounds like she's doing a lot of things right. I'd have to go out and really look at it. There's no charge for us to come out and look at your house and tell you what we think. You can either hire us or, you know, go do it yourself. But your situation sounds like you're doing a lot. You're doing pretty good. You'd have to look at your security door because there's really bad security doors and there's really good security doors. Some of the big box stores sell some really bad security doors. For a really good security door, you're going to pay over $1,000.
It's like soft aluminum. What, they take recycled soda pop can to make this?
Exactly. And they're very hokey. And then if you wanted to leave your door open for a nice breeze, you're going to get a nice breeze and a bunch of bugs at the same time. So they're not very sealed very well. And you want a professional to install that door too.
And Carol mentioned the Pella window that she has, the door that she has. And depending on the vintage of Pella product that is, it was about 10 years ago, the Pella product came out with the dual and triple locking mechanism.
Right, yeah.
So
yeah,
and, that's as secure as you can get.
And Milgard has a triple locking mechanism too. And I have the Milgard on my house from one of your Rosie contractors, Dunright Windows. And,
all right.
He installed it. I love it. Beautiful job.
Okay.
It's a great. And they also have a great warranty as far as Milgard.
And Ms. Carol, does that kind of field your questions?
Well, I think it does, except for the glass block windows. And by the way, my doors, my security doors, they better be the good kind, because they cost a fortune. Professional installation and everything, no bugs, nothing. I can actually leave them open without getting bugs, so
and
that's good.
Your glass.
But the glass block windows.
It's set in mortar, right?
Yeah.
It was when the house was built, it was put in.
It would take somebody with a sledgehammer to sit there and pound through it.
Take a lot of work. They're going to take some work.
They're going to create that kind of noise.
They're going to find another way in.
Right.
And then for your garage, I would just say what's in the garage, and you know, and then how secure is it from the garage to the inside of the home? If you know, you've got a $100,000 car in there that you're worried about somebody running off with, well, then maybe that extra security screen door, metal door on the outside of your garage door is important. But if we're parking a 1958 rusted out Datsun and...
Right.
And the screen door would cost more than it would that car.
It's also shocking how many people leave their keys in their very expensive car
in the garage.
I'm like, what are you doing? Put those in a house.
You know, we're seeing it actually in our neighborhood quite a bit because we're kind of in tune with the police reports. And you were talking about how easy it is to get into a garage door.
Right.
It's unbelievable to me how many people leave their car parked in the driveway with the overhead door operator clipped to the sun visor.
Right there. Yeah. Yeah. The thief is like, oh, thank you.
Absolutely. So that was something I generally don't recommend. And most of those overhead door operators have a night lock on them, electronic.
Right.
So they won't take a signal.
Right.
We turn our manual locks on both garage doors every single night.
Right, yeah. They've got to do that.
One of the tips we talked about in our security presentation, you talk about layers and not leaving your key in the car, is if you left your keys by your nightstand, if you were ever startled or nervous or thought there was a need to panic, you can hit the panic button on your car. You've got a great megaphone right there sitting in your yard that you can easily activate right from your bed. So that would remind you not to leave your key in your car, too.
Exactly. You know, yeah, those are pretty good options for sure.
Shall we try and get Retta in real quick?
I think we are going to have to wait till after the break. We can do a lot of things here at Rosie on the House, but we can't stop the clock. We'll come back and Retta in. We've also got a couple text questions wanting to know about these smart locks. What happens when there's a power outage? I'm assuming they all have got some kind of manual override, but we'll
find
talk
out
about it.